Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Karen Walker, owner of the Arts Garage in Smithville. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Why don't you give me a little bit of background on what the Arts Garage is?
Well, the Arts Garage is a full-service arts and DIY studio where locals and tourists can come and take a chance at making something, anything from painting to jewelry making to rock painting and even some woodworking projects. The list is growing. We've been open 2 months and we're trying new things all the time.
I love that because it's something that people always want to try those things, but most people don't have the room to like set up space, or especially with like woodworking.
Right.
Like, how do you get started and buy all the tools? You don't want to do that. What gave you the idea?
Well, I've been an artist my whole life, it feels like. And we moved to little old Smithville 6 or 7 years ago. And I've been teaching classes off and on at different venues. And this little building needed some love downtown. It was the last one on Walnut Street. And we thought, well, we're going to love that building. And we renovated it with a bunch of great artisan craftsmen. And now it is just a beautiful, we have this amazing glass garage door that we're so proud of. I clean it. I don't know if I like doing it. I haven't decided yet, but I love when I can look through it and people smile and I say, come on in. And they come in and they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I say, no, thank you.
So you said you've been an artist pretty much your entire life.
Yes.
What's your medium, or are you just kind of a Jill of all trades?
You know, I do like to try all kinds of different mediums, and I have been enjoying printmaking lately, but predominantly a painter, but I do like mixed media quite a bit, and it seems that it's coming back as a medium that people are beginning to understand more and more and enjoy it again.
How'd you get started?
I have to say thanks to Mom and Dad. They always made sure I got a scholarship at the local art gallery for Saturday morning art classes when I was a kid. And they had an extensive collection there. So, I mean, not only did I get to experience some great instructors and artists themselves, but just to, you know, sit next to a Marisol and sneak a touch every now and then. You're not supposed to touch things. So that's another reason we have this place. So it's like, oh, touch the art. Just touch it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always one of those people when I'm looking at a painting or something, I get really in, like, especially with oil, you see the brush strokes and the texture, and I have to stop myself from touching because I want to feel.
Well, we can't afford the security guard, so you can touch away.
Yeah. So between like painting and mixed media and now printmaking, what's been your favorite? Or what has maybe the most hold on you?
Probably painting. You know, I mean, the colors and even just the sound going of the brush going across the canvas, and teaching other people to enjoy it too. That's a huge draw. You know, I could never paint, and I help them and they walk through a whole, you know, piece and they leave happy. And, you know, and I tell them, you can no longer say I can't do that. And I love being able to teach people that they can't say that anymore.
I love that because it's really like, it's never about being the best or having it be perfect. It's just that experience. It's so soothing and like relaxing and recharging for me.
Yeah.
And like, I cannot paint something that's recognizable, but I can throw paint on a canvas and be happy because I'm just getting something out.
Right. I mean, you know when you go to get your hair cut and the hairstylist will play with your hair for 20 minutes, you know, and that's what I find a lot of women and men doing in front of a canvas. It's like, you know, I really think you've worked that area really well. I think it's time to move on to a different area because you can just see the stress melting off of them. And it's just fun to watch.
Oh, absolutely. Especially probably the people who were like, oh, I can't do this. Like seeing them kind of gain a little confidence as they go.
Right, right. And after a glass of wine too, if they brought a bottle of wine, that helps a little.
Yeah, I can imagine. I remember doing several of those kinds of events in the past. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Karen Walker of the Arts Garage in Smithville. Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Karen Walker of the Arts Garage in Smithville. Tell me about some of the most interesting guests you've had.
At the Arts Garage or throughout,
Arts Garage specifically, but anything else. I'll take the tea.
You know, I tell kids and adults that you learn something new every day. And there was a couple that came in a couple of weeks ago for a date night. And he picked the harder of the two paintings they could choose. And he was super apprehensive and super nervous. And no, they did not have any alcohol, but they ended up after 2 hours, both just having the most fun time. And then there's always a woman, not always, but you know, every now and then you've get this woman that might have one too many glasses of wine. And you know, but 99% of the time everybody leaves with a product that they're happy with, and they do have a sense of accomplishment, and they've relaxed. I don't know if there's anything really too weird yet. We've only been open 2 months there, so giving me a little more time.
We'll have you back in another 6 months or so, and we'll see if that answer's changed.
I'll start compiling, yeah.
I can imagine it's really rewarding seeing that. Like, the people who just, like, all of a sudden are like, oh, my God, I didn't think I could do this, but they did it.
It is. I love it. I love it. That's why I'm there with my hair brushed and my teeth brushed and ready to go the next day. I love it. I do. I'm not the only one either. My husband participates. He makes a lot of the, he calls it functional art with chairs and stools and coat hangers and...
Oh, all the things we need, but, you know, people in their head, they don't think of that as art so much.
Right, right.
Like, it's like people who do, like, glassware and ceramics. Like, a lot of times people don't see that as art because it's functional, but it absolutely is, I'm sure. What are some of your... maybe favorite classes you've done so far? Because I know you do the painting, you do some other things as well.
You know, I think it's the kids. Some of these kids don't even like to get their hands dirty. But when you get in there with them and you do it with them and you help them understand it's okay to get dirty, you know, you've got an apron on, I'm going to clean it up when we're done. And when they get their hands in the clay and they walk away with something they've made, it's almost addictive. I've had so many kids say, oh, I want to come back. Can I come back tomorrow? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no. No, they're great kids in the county. And I think it's when they realize that, again, like the adult, I can do this. Look what I made. This is amazing.
I think that's so true, because there is something special about like making something with your own hands, whether it's a painting, whether it's a mug or a bowl or a vase or whatever they're doing. When you haven't had that experience before, I remember the first time, like, I mean, this was back in like an art class in elementary school or something, but the first time I actually made something that I was like, oh my God, I can tell what this is. It was just like that moment of, oh, I'm an artiste now. And then, you know, came crashing back to earth. And this is why I do photography now. It's a skill. Yes, it's a talent, but I don't have to actually draw anything or paint anything or design anything.
I remember a similar situation when I first went to college, you know, and my whole life, you know, my parents were awesome, like I said, supportive. And, you know, I thought I was the best artist in the universe. And you walk into a studio in college, it's like, oh, I'm not the best, but I'm going to have fun and I'm going to learn I'm going to keep moving forward, but I don't know if there's a balance there.
And I think that's the more important thing, because especially like in this area, like people really aren't competitive because there's room at the table for everybody.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, more like typical fine art photography in my case, or like the nature landscapes like I do, or portraits, like there's room for everybody.
Yeah.
It's a big table.
And you know, one of the questions you asked me, earlier was, you know, what's special about the Upper Cumberland that has influenced your artwork? And I would say that it is that you asked me what in the culture, and it's a culture of open-mindedness and just letting people be themselves. And I'm not saying that's across the board, but when you surround yourself with people like that and other creatives like that, it affects you in a positive way, and you can be yourself. And when you're yourself, that's when your true voice comes out in your work. And I think that is a special thing about the Upper Cumberland.
I couldn't agree more. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Karen Walker of the Arts Garage in Smithville. Welcome back to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm talking to Karen Walker of the Arts Garage in Smithville. Karen, you said you moved here about 6 or 7 years ago from somewhere else.
Yes.
And I know from talking to you that you were military.
Yes. Well, I wasn't. Well, I would have been kicked out, but my husband was wonderful. 22-year veteran.
Yes. Yes. Your husband, veteran. Thank him for his service, of course.
Thank you.
What stands out about this area compared to other places? And then what are some of your stories from other places?
What stands out here, really, I mean, it's the people. It's the community. We were stationed in San Antonio, and, you know, when he retired, we had to choose where we were going to end up. And San Antonio is too hot, but we visited Tennessee several times, and it was really, you know, just the same friendliness of, you know, you walk in a shop and, you know, you feel home and it's not hot here. And, I mean, we were fortunate. We were stationed in the UK. We were an hour north of London. So, I mean, we were able to go to all the amazing museums and see the amazing works, you know, that are in the galleries there. And then, you know, we've been to Paris several times. And when you walk in and you look at Matisse and Monet, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm in the same space as them. And it's like, okay, I understand this. I understand this work now. Because you can't really appreciate it from a textbook. Mm-hmm. It's so different in person. And it was just amazing to experience it in your space. I don't know any other way to explain it. The Mona Lisa was interesting. I don't know.
Everyone I know who's been to the Louvre is like, the Mona Lisa's meh. If you've seen it on TV, you've seen it well enough.
You know, I had my 32-year-old was a teenager, you know, and we're standing there. And I mean, tons of people crowded around it. And we just looked at each other and it's like, it was just a big lesson for me, you know, and it was a pivotal point in my art career. We put value on things oftentimes because the world says we should put value on mm-hmm. it. And it really lost a lot of value for me in relation to other work and other people's work. And it made me look at my work as just in a totally different way. You know, one of your questions you asked me, what do I want people to walk away from my work with? Well, I want people to smile. I want it to make them happy. You know, when they purchase it, I know they bought it because it made them feel good. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important thing. You know, when I just picture people taking their pieces home and sitting down in the morning with a cup of coffee and looking at it, and it reminds them of something that is very special to them, and they smile and they take another sip and they just breathe deeper. And that's what I want from people that purchase my work.
I love that. Because you can have art that's political or makes you think, but sometimes you just want art that makes you feel happy.
Right.
And that's how I look at it too. Doing landscapes in this area. It's like a lot of times it's because someone's like, oh, B-Rock, I got engaged there. I got married there.
Right.
Center Hill. I used to go there with my grandparents.
Yes.
And so like having those and having that like deep breath of, oh, this is my place. This means something to me, without being like, oh, but does it make me think? Is it making a statement? Everything doesn't have to make a statement.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrea. I think we make art so mystical sometimes, and it's okay, but not all the time.
I agree. I 100% agree with that. Sometimes it's just something beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's absolutely okay. Getting back to talking about Arts Garage, so what's coming up next for the Arts Garage?
Well, obviously, we're looking for new artists to feature. So if there's people that are interested in that, just, you know, give us a shout out, or you can check out our website and email us through there. And we have an art walk in September that we're a part of downtown Smithville. It's amazing Hallmark movie type event. That's September 29th. And upcoming at the studio soon, we're going to have our summer camps coming up, as well as some succulent events and printmaking and wool felting with a guest artist as well.
Sounds amazing. And what's your website so people can find
The TheArtsGarageTN.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.